Rishami Trumos Daf Dalad. We're starting from Gimel Midbeis. We left off yesterday with the Gemara's continuing discussion of a cheresh, of when a cheresh is able to write a get, is able to go ahead and write a get that should be considered good, and the manner which it has to be done. So the Gemara says that we said before yesterday's Gemara that when a cheresh, or the husband's a cheresh, and he wants to go ahead, we need to know that he's divorcing his wife, that he wants to divorce his wife, so he has to go ahead and nod his head three times to go ahead to let us know that exactly what his kavanah is. But if he's a bari, then even if he does it one time is enough. So the Gemara discusses this hashayla of when is this a rule? Is this a final rule? Tell me, Linda Brysa. Linda Brysa in the Mishnah Gittin. The look is you have to go ahead and do it three times and by a cheresh. Only when we said him a mazmach apirish mitopuyo. Only in the case when he suddenly couldn't speak anymore and he was healthy and now he can't speak. So then the question is, we want to know, is there something wrong with him? Maybe he just became a shaita. Maybe he's not of sound mind. So we want to ask him three times to check, to make sure that he's able to go ahead and he understands what we're doing. He understands he's able to communicate with us to what he wants. And make sure that he maybe will get back to his mind. He's not just having a moment of senility, but he's actually has in mind telling us what he's doing is the case where we know of where he is doing what he wants, or define to us what the case is and what his das is. Mishtaki was chola, but he became deaf because he had an illness, a sickness. One time is enough. So we thought it means he needs two times to declare, to verify what he's doing, what his das is. We say, no, because I'll show you a case when he's a cheresh, and one time is enough. Why? Because if he became deaf later. But if he was healthy, and all of a sudden he lost, something happened to him, he became weak, and he lost his hearing. We're afraid maybe he also became senile, and we don't know what his da'as. He has no da'as, and therefore we want to make sure we ask him three times to show three times that he's clear in his da'as is clear. He knows what he wants to do. But if it's a question of the person goes ahead, because he was ill and that became nothing to do with his da'as. His da'as is clear. Then in such a case, even one time would be enough to let us know what his das is, and you wouldn't have to have any more. Zakta Gemara. Mishnah discusses Alachi is by Truma, by Cher, my Tana Cheresh. Who was the Tana of the Mishnah who says that a Cheresh is somebody no good to take Truma? We consider him an apostle of Truma. Loker, you're not like a Yehuda. Tana, you're in the Brysa of Yehuda, says, Dosefta. Yehuda says, if a Cheresh separates Truma, Yehuda says, it's going to be considered good. However, Yehuda said, "I bring Uriah, Maisa be one of Shel Rav Yochanan ben Brokut." There was a Maisa with the sons of Rav Yochanan ben Brokut. Shel Kulo Karesh, they were all deaf. Well, Kulo, go to bring Yerushalayim. That's not Gabeim. All the tyrants of Yerushalayim were prepared by them. They prepared all the tribes, which means that the people of Yerushalayim only wanted to eat Torah food that was Torah. And they had to make Torah. They had to go ahead and trust the children of Yochanan ben Gedudya, who were all deaf, to go ahead and guard them from Truma, make sure there was Truma. So you see that even though that they were deaf, they were right. They were able to go ahead and trust them to give the Truma. Bring the Truma. So you see that's enough. That should be able to go ahead and make a Truma. So therefore, the chayra, it should be considered good. Samalei, Setra, Yudah, you want to make a raya from there? What kind of raya? Leisure Tyros don't speak of Makshava. Tyros don't require Makshava. You have to make sure they become Tameh. So therefore, you don't have Makshava. Therefore, they're trustworthy. And that's like, I'll be Kavish, I'm a Kati. Even a Kavish, I can make sure that they don't become Tameh. Just to protect them and no Tumma comes in, that doesn't require Makshava. It doesn't require mental das. It requires just to watch. Maybe it should be considered good. However, but over here, Trumakshava is not for Shava, but separating Trumakshava, you have to have Makshava. So how could you say, if you to say that, therefore, a Cheresh should be good to take it, but they can't separate to his Maisa? The Maisa is not a Maisa. It's not a good Maisa. So therefore, what's the Pshad? So why should it be considered good? Looking very Yudah saying it should not be considered good. And the Chaira, what's Pshad of Yudah? It should be two cases, it should be considered two separate cases. So the Gemara says, let's understand what the Chachamim are saying. They're arguing. And the Gemara says, Doc, how could it be that you're saying that they could be just a question of watching Truma? It shouldn't watching. It shouldn't do Torah. It shouldn't get Tameh is good enough. You don't have to have Das. I and Doc, don't we say Truma's become unfit? If you have even a Hesach Das, we know that they do have. That's the halacha by Hesach Das. They have a halacha by Hesach Das. So of course that Cheresh is not even, it doesn't have any Das at all. Of course it should be no good. So how could you say that, okay, how could you trust Vilkam a good? He's saying over there you trusted him because why? Because even though they don't have the machshava legabe separating truma, they have machshava legabe protecting that should become tameh. But it also requires machshava. It also requires machshava. Hesek hadas is no good. Apostles hesek ben hesek hadas. And therefore, if it's no good, they trusted the sons. It should be good to sit over there. It should be good over here as well. It should be allowed to go separate truma. That's the halacha of the chachamim. So therefore, it should be the same thing applies. So Gemara says, "Suck the Gemara." I'm Yosef Rabbi Lo. Yosef, the name Rabbi Lo. No, the law is very different. And he goes to Machshav. The guy be protecting Truma's Tyrus. Doesn't, you don't need, even a Median Akhanami has, Nifsal Behefzak Adas, but you don't need a positive Machshav. It doesn't say anything about Machshav. The guy be there. Shmir Kisavil, instead of the guy be Shmira. And Shmira is enough to what? Only you be Shomer, they're enough to be Shomer to make sure that there's no Tomei, that's good enough. But it doesn't say it didn't Machshav. There's no Machshav over there. That they don't have ability to do. And therefore, that's why a cheresh will be possible according to Chachamim, but to separate the trumas and ma'aseh. There's no machshava. You have to have machshava. Not by neideya. Not by das. Mashen kain separating things. Only requires a shmira. Shmira doesn't require machshava. So to Gemara, we have a brisa. Simon shaita. What's the signs of a shaita that make someone a shaita? So to Gemara. Well, look, we bring down, these are the different things that a person goes ahead, makes a person, I'm not sure if you can go ahead, therefore a person went ahead and did business with them, you can go undo the Mekach Tos, because you can't, he has no real Das, he's confused, he has no Das to go ahead, to be considered that he knew what he was doing. So at the Gemara, that's why a person goes out at night, a person goes out at night alone by himself, is a dangerous area. Going out at night is very dangerous for a person. So therefore, there would be a person who goes, he must be now a shaita. He goes out at night, it's a shaita. He sleeps in a basic cross, very dangerous. A makar is a kusasu. He rits his beggar for no reason. A person rits his beggar for no reason, then that's a person who's deranged, a person who's a shaita, a person who's has no das. Or a person goes ahead and give him something and he destroys what he gave it to him. Not doesn't take something that's valuable and destroys it, not because of any purpose. He just destroys it. So all these things are simonim of a person who's a shaita. That's the brisa says, the things that make someone into a shaita. So the Gemara, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, who Shia Bul Kulam, this only person has all the things that exist in it. Not five separate things, but all these five things have to be part of it. The locate, if not, only has one of them, then halakha, maybe not. You can't say it, it's no good. Who said he's a shaykh in such a case? Who said? I'll give you a reason for why. Ani Omer. He also a lot of kedrets. A person goes out at night. Why is he going out? Because he has kedroichis. He's going out because it's an illness that he's so hot. He gets a chuliyoch mitok adaiga. So my prophet says you get either because a person, you get overwhelmed with worry, or you get a person because the body becomes very hot, you overheat it, and you have to go out in the outside to cool off in the air. Or you get very sad, you got to go out for some little a little breath of fresh air. So that's why he went out. So it's because he goes out at night, that's not enough of a raya. Maybe there's a reason why. Oh, I go, oh my God, it's going to be a person goes at it in the Sipsin of Bezek Ferraris. Why? Because maybe he's burning offerings to the Shadim. Shadim are in the Bezek Ferraris. And therefore he goes ahead and he's making burning the shade. So lafika chol beskrat l'makom tumah shizrofkura tumah. He wants to go in burn the shade, the ruach shade, to burn his he has a ruach raw. So he goes there. That's where they hang out. That's where the shade are. That's why he went over to the base of kvaros. That's why he's seen the base of kvaros. The person who bases begadim does so maybe. Because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just, he's a kulikos. He's not thinking of it. He's kulikos. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just like acting haphazardly without knowing what he's doing. He's not thinking about it. No riot that he's a shaita. Ogma says, no riot. For maybe you can't, it's no, what do you call it? He can't, he's doing absent-minded things he's doing. My opposite, my shazam, my duty. So a person goes ahead, destroy what he gave it to him, maybe if I cared. Maybe it's also because it could do gyakos. The same idea. Maybe someone who's who's Kinukas, is the same idea. He's not thinking. He's a little bit, he's Mesak Makavi. He's gambling. He's a, like I could say, Kubiyos. He's saying the Pneumos is like playing with dice. He's careless. He doesn't care. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's absent-minded. He's not a shaita. He's just doing things that don't have any reason for it. But there's an explanation why he's doing all these erratic things. And Mela, therefore, doing one of them as an answer for each one of them it doesn't make you a shaita. All five make you into a shaita. But any of the ones do not make you a shaita. Rav said, no, I feel the opposite. He disagrees. Rav said, even one of them makes you into a shaita. Gemara said, what's Pshat Rav Yochanan? I'll bring it right. It's Rav Yochanan said, even one of them is enough. Especially when you say a person destroys what you give him. A person is such a thing. I feel shaita b'shaita me'ein ma'abek ha'mashalatam. Because even the greatest of fools don't take things you give them and get you give a shaita present, he values it, he likes it, he takes it, he keeps it. But someone who's mamish, destroys what you give him has to be mamish, a totally deranged person. It's vadai, a person who's a shaita. And therefore, in such a case, vadai, the other ones maybe not, but this one for sure. That this we do this thing over here. The other ones maybe in a Hanami, I agree that those things are not considered insane. The other things that you do, because each one as the Gemara says has an explanation for them. The erratic behavior has an explanation. But to do this is so ludicrous that only this one itself alone by itself would be considered a shaita. You consider a shaita. So the Gemara go kudaikios aimbakalu. Person who has kudaikos does not have any of these things. Doesn't have any. The person that has this disease, this illness, is a puzzle. He considers him as a shaita. He can't divorce his wife on that. He's not a stable person. But we don't make it into a shaita. And a person like that, his actions of lemaisa are a puzzle, are meaningless. A person has these things. So, Michael, what does that mean? What's kugaikos? Masav yoshi, a humim. Person who goes ahead. It's a condition that's called humim. A person who goes ahead is confused. Mahumam. He's confused. And he doesn't know what he's doing because he gets all it's all famished. He's all famished. Kach Shei Makud. It's the name of it's called to a person who Bayayin Sheshas Yamikos. He drank wine from his flask. He drank things that caused him to go his mind to go crazy. So there's a reason for that. But again, that's what it's called. Called Hamin. The Gemara says, what's an example of someone who has this illness, who has this acts in this way? The Gemara Rav Yehuda Kamei Yosi Bekatus. He's a person who was a weaver. If we give him a person a red thread amongst many black threads, we lie. And we go ahead. He's working. He didn't even notice they red. He gave him a red. He's working on black thread. You gave him a red thread. He's still working. He doesn't stop. Or you give him a black thread. He's working with red thread. You give him a black thread. He just continues working as if he doesn't see the difference. He doesn't see the difference. So that's not normal. That's not a normal thing to do. This is the kind of symptom that Chachamim said is someone who does something is so irrational, so not... is doing something inappropriate. Nobody does. People stop. They see a red. They stop themselves. They stop from doing this. From doing what they're doing. Mamela. Therefore, right. And therefore, you because it changes. Things change. The color changes. You stop. A person stops. It catches your attention. And if it didn't, then it shows that there's something wrong with you. And it's not. And therefore, we say. In such a case, your vada, that simon alone, vada makes you into a shaita, and to therefore, you will be considered, everything you do would be possible. If you get it would be no good. So at the Gemara, Pam shaita, Pam cholam. Sometimes a person is deranged, sometimes a shaita, sometimes he's stable. He's not deranged. He's normal. He's normal, he's completely fine. The guy by that time is considered okay. You know, it's a person who has certain times he goes in and out. He's schizophrenic. Sometimes he's insane, sometimes he's not. When he's insane, everything he does in that zman, he's pasul. He's considered a shaita. And the zman, things that he does when he's a pikeach, when he's normal, he's considered pikeach l'chol davar. And whatever he does then is considered good. He's bari. He's considered good. He's considered fine. So like the Gemara is a maisa. This person who's had this terrible disease, kudios, and he wanted to divorce his wife, and sometimes he was good, sometimes he was no good, stable, and sometimes he was not stable, and it was that different, they would come together again. What do you do? So he told him, when he's stable, give him a get. And number one, when he's stable, he's fully considered, you can give his wife a get. That you could do. And but he's not, you can't. He's possible to give a get to his wife in such a case. He's possible to give a get to his wife in such a case. So the Gemara, I have a machlekes, the shaila is a person goes ahead. What if he gave a get when you were a person gave it to, made a shliach to his, give a get to his wife, and he was normally pekeach. And then before they gave it to his wife, he became a shaita. What's that look in such a case? Do we say it's good or not? We have a machlekes there, whether it's considered good or not, whether the shliach can still do so or not, is a machlekes, and Mesach is getting. But Shmuel, Rav Shimon Lakish, Shmuel sent Rav Shimon Lakish. Rav Shimon Lakish, Amah, Geshiyapa. Get can be given when it gets better, when his mind is settled. So the same thing over there, when he gets his wife, when and Gemara says, that you can give a get, even when the person is, the guy is crazy, the guy is going through an episode, but you can go ahead, since when he gave it, it was healthy, it should be good, just like a person who goes in and out of sanity. So you can give him get, which means that you're saying, even though in a few minutes you're going to become insane again, you can still give the get. So it's over here. You gave the get when you were insane to the shlichim, so l'chayre, you would be saying the same thing. You can go ahead and now give the get, even though now you're insane. You're a shaita. So is that true? Does Shmuel actually hold like a Shimon Lakish in such a case? Because is that the case that Shmuel passes like a Shimon Lakish? So the Gemara says, no. Gemara says, I'll tell you really, Ruba Shmuel Be'er Shimon Lakish. Shmuel's passing really is something much more big than Shimon Lakish. And really, it was more like Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel's saying, when the husband is stable, that couldn't give a get. Which means that even Gemara saying, that even when he's temporary insane, Gemara says, and he has this disease, but when he has the moments of sanity, then he can go and give it. But when you're not stable, you can't do it. We say, go ahead, the lashon of the pasuk is, you should stabilize me and give me life. A pasuk in Yeshaya, you see, chala means a partial healing. Sometimes you're fine, sometimes you're no good. So when you're partial healing, Techmei said the pasuk, and Pnei Moshe explains remez of divrei mevi min akura. The pasuk says that even though he wasn't misrapid completely, he was saying heal me when I'm the time that I'm stable. So it's over here, you can give the get only when the husband's stable. So there's the shlichim are giving the get now, and at this moment, the husband's not stable. It's not stable with vadei with shmuel. You can't give it. You can only give it when the husband's stable. And that would be the same halacha over here. When he's stable, even though he still has this disease, you're able to give him. So the chayav Shmuel's halacha is not the halacha of Shimon Lakish. He's actually more cooler, even more lenient than Shimon Lakish's halacha, based upon the understanding that we have now in Shmuel's halacha is the way the Pnei Moshe learns the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the halacha we talked about, the psak halacha, that is a guy who's a shaita, a person who's a shaita or a katan, cannot go ahead and separate truma. We want to know who's the one who says by a cut. I might know who's the brayser who said the cut is no good. Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yehuda. Time we learn the brayser. Cousin Yehuda of Makshe. Rav Yehuda said, look, a cut, and it goes father left him in the field, but Makshe left him in a field by himself, left him in a gorge field. Where it says, V'hayatarim, and the cut was hungry, so he went and separated mice from the gourd. V'yaviv, Makai Mal Yadim. The father went ahead and agreed to what he did. It's good. Now your father wants to go ahead and eat it or sell it. He let it go and consider what the father did was good, what the son did was good. He left him in the field and he separated the gourd. The halacha is mekama yada. And we see he wanted what the son did. He was maskim. The halacha is the truma. So truma. It's considered a good truma. It's good truma. That's the halacha. So if you do the whole, that truma is considered a good truma of a katan, is considered good. As long as the father's maskim later, his maasim is good. So you see, he holds like that is good. Katan can do it. Not like a Yehuda. Gemara says, Lo Resh Tor. Gemara said, Rav Yehuda. Gemara said, no, it's not good, Truma. A cotton that separates Truma is not going to be good. The case over there was, his father was the one who actually guided his hand. That's why he considered good. It's like he did it himself. Don't make a riot from the mission over there, the case over there, the Bryce over there. Bad Sam, a cotton's mice is nothing. Why over there, when the father left the cut in the field, it's good? Because the father took the cotton's hand and guided it. And he was the one who actually separated the Truma. That's the case over there Gemara's talking about. So the Gemara, if that's the case, if you think the father came and guided the son's hand, they would say that it's considered truma l'mafreya, or mika l'habon, from now on before. In other words, the father guided his hand, when do we say it's considered good? Do we say that when the cotton actually did it, physically did it, moved it, or do we say only from now, or even before it's considered, because the father did it before? So the Gemara says, and Rav Simei, Nishma, I'll bring a raya from this case of the Braisa to answer our Shaila. That it really comes out, Dafka, when the cut did the Maisa. Why? So the Gemara has a case. A person comes to a field. He sees someone staying in this field collecting produce and separating truma. He said to him, go ahead, separate from the better part. Give to the coin from the best part of truma. If he talked with things, there were better fruit there. And according to Gezel, we don't consider the owner, they're doing it on Gezel. And it's considered, and it said, a lock is considered a truma. If alive, if there were no better fruits there, they were just telling the guy to get angry that the guy was taking his fruit. Coming to a gazelle. You have to assume that it's not truma. And what the guy was doing, he was objecting to what the guy was taking. And what he's doing is separating, is considered gazela. It'd be no good. But you look at nice and low. But if the owner went ahead and collected himself and gave it to him, Bangkok or Bangkok, ain't no shum gazelle. If he gave it by yado, do it with his own hand. Either way, whether there are better ones or not better ones, a look is considered not gazelle, considered truma, because it did it by mice, by yado. So what's the riot from here? It's the chameim of my friend, that's a truma. If you tell me Allah would be that, but I'm afraid you consider truma, then that would be Allah. Truma. So to over here, the cut and separate, it doesn't become truma from Mafreya, that it does not retroactively become truma, because they're the same thing with the Gazlan. We don't know what happened at that point. The Gazlan guy took it, it doesn't become there, because maybe it's still Gazel. Until later, it's Mavira, what it is, now one is considered truma. So to over here, when the cut and separated, it's nothing, only later, when the guy did the Maisa and he separated, then we say, from Mekan Labo, it's considered truma, and what happened before, we do not consider it truma.